I wonder. Yes. Yes, you'll do nicely. Oh, were you awake, little human? How very careless of me to assume you were sleeping. Not that it matters, I suppose. Being aware of what's going on won't change anything at all. Look at those wide, wandering eyes, scanning the room ever so carefully to try and spot the mysterious voice that you hear. You're so confused, aren't you? You can't see me, but my voice is sounding right in your ear. It's just a little trick I can pull. You won't find me, no matter how carefully you search. Not so long as I don't want to be found. But don't worry, you'll be seeing me very soon. I'll give you a nice eyeful. But first things first. Shh. Don't panic, my dear human. It's just a little sting, that's all. You won't end up any worse for wear. I promise. I only did it so I could keep you still. Unlike some of those out there, I don't particularly relish a chase. My little sting is just going to paralyze you for a little while. You'll be able to move again in just a little while. Now, I promised you a good look. Let me turn your head for you so you can see me. Even when you can barely move, I can tell how terrified you are. Poor thing. I know. I must look absolutely frightful. Four tentacle arms, all the centipede legs. So much in colors you would consider completely unnatural. Oh, I know. You must think I'm here to hurt you. You don't trust things that talk, that aren't human. It's an absolutely silly thing to think, but it's not your fault. It's just how you were raised. Rest assured, I have not come here tonight to harm so much as a single hair on your little head. If anything, I'm here to make your life so much better. I may be a... well, monster is probably the best word for it, but even if it doesn't have the best connotations, but I'm also a queen. I'm not a violent creature. You don't need to worry about what's going to happen to you. Silly thing. You still don't trust me, do you? Is this all just because I look different from you? You humans concern yourselves so much with appearances. You seem to think that just because you all look so similar, It must be important somehow. Monsters never worry about something so superficial. We come in a vast array of shapes and sizes. We understand that the outside means very little. Although I wouldn't say it has no meaning whatsoever. I mean, you are rather pleasant to look at, I think. That is one, not the only, reason I chose you. Aside from your appearance, I also love your cute little mannerisms. The shyness, the curiosity. You're almost like a little kitten. And then, of course, there's the way you smell. So pleasant. That's a very important thing for monsters. So many of us having sensitive noses. Having someone smelling so nice is important. I'm sure you're absolutely curious about what I'm talking about. You'll find out what I chose you for soon enough. For the time being, I want you to relax. Once you can move again, I'm sure it will be twice as difficult to get you to calm down. Shh, it's okay. Those wide eyes tell me all I need to know about your state of mind. I'm not so bad once you get used to me. Here, let me stroke your hair. You see, I can be nice and gentle. Shh. Just lay back and enjoy. You see, my tentacles aren't all that scary once you've had a chance to feel them, now are they? They're not all that slimy at all. Just nice and soft. My legs can be quite nice too, but I suppose that can wait until later. After all, I don't want to overwhelm you any more than I already have, anyway. That's it. I think you're starting to relax. After all, if I wanted to hurt you, I would have had ample opportunity to do so already, wouldn't I? You see, you're perfectly safe. Now, we had better get moving. You'll start moving again soon, and I want to be through the causeway before then. All right. Up you go. And don't worry. My tentacles may be soft, but they will keep a good grip. I won't drop you. Let's get going. I'm sure you're confused as to why we're entering your closet. Just wait a moment, and you'll see. There, you see? I just needed a place that was sufficiently dark. Monsters like me can travel through darkness to reach other worlds. It's probably part of why humans fear the dark, even when they're certain they're alone. I think you understand to some degree that something could come through at any moment. This place that we're in now is called the Causeway. It's a whole other world, but not our destination. We're going to use this place to get to my home. It's probably difficult for you to see here. It's quite dark, but I'm certain you can hear the sound of water lapping. The causeway is mostly water, but has a few long, winding stretches of land. You don't need to worry about it since you can't move, but if you ever find yourself in the causeway, don't ever touch the water. It's hungry. It can be a bit dangerous here, but it's also necessary. We can use the causeway to reach worlds normally inaccessible to monsters. And because it's so difficult to travel here unless you know exactly where to go, worlds reachable only through the causeway are very secure. And security is quite important. You'll find that all of my subjects are friendly and peaceful, but there are others who walk in darkness who are more sinister. Ah, and here we are. Welcome to my throne room, little human. Isn't it grand? I'm quite proud of the skilled monsters who built it. I have many talented subjects. Oh, it looks like we arrived just in time. Your fingers are starting to twitch. Here, let me set you down. You should be able to move fully again in just a moment. There, you see? You were completely paralyzed for several minutes, but you weren't harmed in any way, and you are able to move again freely already. Are those really the first words out of your mouth after you get control of it? Well, I think kidnapping is a bit of a strong word, wouldn't you say? It's not as though I'm going to tie you up and gag you, assuming you agree to be a good human and not run around the palace shrieking at the top of your lungs. I would rather that you think of it as a rescuing. I'm sure you believe your life before wasn't so bad, but I think you'll find that you'll be much happier here. Well, how could you not? Delicious foods cooked by my world's best chefs, luxurious clothes and personal quarters, not to mention fame and admirations from monsters all over. And all in exchange for performing a frightfully easy job. Oh, did I not mention? How silly of me. Not even telling you why I brought you here. You're to be my new human relations advisor. As I'm sure you can imagine, it can be tricky for monsters to build a positive relationship with humans. We need someone who understands humans, and who would understand humans better than another human? Oh, your duties. Let's see. I think I had them written down somewhere. Ah, here it is. The human relations advisor will be responsible for assisting the queen in managing human-related affairs. They will build positive discourses, coordinate communication efforts and aid in outreach and other endeavors. Simple enough, right? See? That's exactly what we're looking for. If that sounds like a lot of words to say absolutely nothing to a human like you, then I want to know about it. You're doing great already. Well, let's not worry about that right now. You'll get the hang of it in no time, I'm sure. Oh dear, don't panic, please. Everything is going to be fine, just fine. Shh, there's no need to fear. Oh my, you're really not handling this well. Come here, my dear. Let me wrap you up in my tentacles. There, there. I hope in time that these tentacles will become a comfort for you. Just relax your muscles. I'll carry you. It's no trouble. To me, you're as light as a little chick. That's right. Nice and calm. You're safe right now. No harm will come to you here in this room. That's better. Just accept it, and I'm positive that you'll realize just how lucky you are to be in this position. Just think of all the humans in the world. You're the one I picked to live in luxury for the rest of your life. Tut, tut! Such language! Fortunately, I am a patient queen, but if I were you, I would avoid being belligerent. Good humans are friendly and grateful when they are given a gift. And you want to be a good human, don't you? Of course you do. And good humans get nice rewards. No, I wouldn't say that bad humans get punished, per se. I promise you, you won't be harmed in any way, even if you're a bit rude. Unless you consider no dessert to be harm, of course. I plan to win you over with love, not fear. I'm certain that you'll soon realize just how wonderful life is going to be for you from now on. Oh, now hush. You are home. Let's not get hung up on the past. What matters now is that you are here. This is where you're living from now on, and it's so much better than that other place. All right, that's it. I have to put my feet down. No souffle for you tonight. Oh, but is that too harsh? It is your first day after all. I don't want to make you feel unwelcome. I'm such a softy. I take it back. I won't rescind your dessert privileges tonight, but from now on, I really do expect better behavior. But that's the beauty of it. You don't have bigger concerns than dessert. From now on, the only thing that's important is making sure you get to be comfy and well-fed. All the existential dread and constant worry from your previous life has no place in your new one. Isn't that wonderful? You poor thing. I think that maybe you're just tired. I did wake you up in the middle of the night, I suppose. Monsters are nocturnal creatures, so you'll need to get used to being up at night, but for now, you can sleep. Come, come. I'll take you to your new room. I know this all happened very suddenly and without your consent, but I promise you'll come to love it here. I'll be seeing to your comfort personally. It is my duty as queen and my pleasure as your hostess. Here we are. This is where you'll be sleeping from now on. Isn't it lovely? This bed is simply wonderful. Smooth silk sheets, soft downy mattress and pillows. I'd say I'm jealous, but I have one just as nice. Now, if you ever get scared, my room is right down the hall. It's the one with the giant golden door. I would be happy to share my bed with you if you can't sleep alone. Now, you go ahead and get yourself acquainted with your new room. It should have everything you need to be comfortable. I'll come by later to let you know when dinner's ready. And dessert. No need to worry. Tomorrow, I'll give you a nice tour of your new home. It's so lovely. You're going to absolutely adore it. Until then, pleasant dreams, my dear, sweet human. Boop. Welcome to the monster world. Here at Monsters R Us, we have a job for everyone, even you. You will be gainfully employed in no time at all. We have jobs for everyone, whether you are a cat tamer, or a dog tamer, or a lion tamer, or a human tamer. We will employ you in anything that you would like to do. So stop on by and tame those kitties.